It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. This is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics on the news. Today's topics, violence in PG-13 movies, which is supposed to be a little lighter on that than perhaps the R-rated pictures. The other topic, what you're thankful for on the eve of Thanksgiving 2013. Give us a call at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let me set up the topics just a little better because we're a little crammed before the break there. The PG-13 movies are in the news because a study was published in the December issue of Pediatrics, the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics. The study examined trends in movie violence and found that gun violence has tripled in the PG-13 films since the rating was introduced nearly 30 years ago. If you remember that move, it was a way to provide a slightly stiffer rating for movies deemed too disturbing or inappropriate for the old single PG rating. So what's the big deal here? The authors of the pediatric study cite the weapons effect, that the mere presence of guns increases aggression, and seeing guns used in violence on screen may strengthen that effect. And the report shows that since 2009, PG-13 movies contain as much or more violence as the R-rated films that teens would not be able to see without a parent or other adult present. So what's your take? Is seeing violent acts in a movie going to lead to violence in real life? Should violent acts, or at least violent acts over a certain number or level of intensity on screen, be restricted to the R, and that is the restricted rating? Has the movie rating system been rendered meaningless by the acts of violence young people can see on TV or in video games anyway? Let's get your thoughts on this. 800-838-3760. 541-552-6782, email jx@jeffnet.org. And for our second topic on Vents Day, the return of our holiday tradition, tell us what you are thankful for this year, from something particular to your own life to something global. Are you glad there's a new grocery store in your neighborhood? Are you thankful for the politicians working on your behalf? Are you thankful for the politicians working to block the politicians of the side you don't agree with? The sky's the limit. Let's hear what you're thankful for on Vents Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email jx@jeffnet.org. Let me throw in one thankful item right off the bat, which is a really, really good listening audience that often challenges us to be better than we are and be at least as smart as the people we're talking to, which is a great benefit of working in public radio in this region, and for callers who call in and take part in the program. We'd like to hear from more of you all the time. Let's hear first from Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. Once again, I find myself more bemused than thankful. I mean, the Christians have taken one of their three holiest days of the year and turned it from, let us thank God that we've survived and we're going to make it through the winter and go on as a community, and turned it into just a frenzy of consumer spending. And I find that just bemusing more than anything else.
So the Thanksgiving has not only become less, I mean, it was a speed bump on the way to Christmas. I've referred to it sometimes, but
right.
It seems like now it's certainly become a shopping day itself, and a big one potentially.
Yeah. And see who can spend more and go into debt more and so on. And we seem to have lost the original whole idea of what it was supposed to be in the first place. I find that a little bit sad.
Huh. So what are you thankful for then? Are you thankful that you're not part of the shopping crowds or something?
Well, I'm thankful I don't do, being somewhat of a Buddhist, don't do Christmas and don't get cut up in what I consider the corporate nonsense, of our vast overlords, to get us to put more money into their already deep pockets.
All right.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Our topics on this Thanksgiving Eve on Vents Day are what you're thankful for, which has been a Thanksgiving tradition for several years now on The Exchange, and our other topic is about PG-13 movies and whether there's too much violence in them. Should an amount of violence or an intensity of violence over a certain level end up with an R rating instead? The PG-13 rating seems to be getting slapped onto a lot of movies with a lot of stuff that involves a lot of gun violence. What do you think? What's the issue here? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley number 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, yes. I wanted to speak about and comment about the connection of the two topics you're talking about this morning. Well, first of all, I'm thankful for friends. I think friendship is very important in anyone's life. And I'm thankful for my friends. I think the reason why violence has increased, not just in PG-13 films, but in media in general, video games for kids and everything, is the factor about it's much easier to hide the violent acts than it is the sex acts. And what you have here is, you know, a sociological issue that if they can't sell the sex, they'll sell the violence. And it's just a sad indication of where our culture is when it comes to sex. And to make a kind of a humorous connection between that and your question much earlier about what there is about trains, model trains, I'm a retired counselor, and I had a student drawing lots of pictures of trains going through tunnels, and I was fascinated by this, and I asked a psychiatrist, and he said, well, if you were Freudian, it would be very obvious why little boys are so interested in trains going through tunnels. So this is like a family program on public broadcasting. I won't comment further.
All right, Vince, thank you for taking us to the doorstep and not one step beyond, and happy Thanksgiving to you. So that was a great connection. But, you know, this is a point. This is a point about the PG-13 movies, and I'm glad Vince broached it, because the fact is that there are complaints that any amount of sex beyond a certain point, boom, you get the R rating, but you can have many episodes of gun violence in a movie, and it won't get you past PG-13. But if you have the violence and the sex in there, then you might get the R rating. So that is one of the complaints about the PG-13 rating system. So that's what we're talking about today on Vents Day on The Exchange. Tell us about the PG-13 ratings and the violence within the PG-13 movies, and whether it's, you know, is it part of the scenery, so what? Or is it something we should be taking steps to ensure that more violence gets you an R rating? The other topic, what you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving Eve. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Steve in Wairika, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. It's Vents Day.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks again for your program.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for my love of my life and my friends and family, and living here in Siskiyou County. It seems we have the perfect storm in the relationship to the state of Jefferson possibly gaining momentum. We've got a lot of very interesting and intelligent, educated people here in Siskiyou County that are becoming very much aware of what's happening to us, and the same to you in Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping someday that you guys can join us also in the state of Jefferson. The school and the violence, in my opinion, you know, when I was growing up, I never could quite swallow the Christianity thing, but I learned what was right and wrong and how to win and how to lose and take losing as part of, you know, life. And today they seem to, you know, nobody loses, everybody wins, and they're not necessarily taught to take responsibility for actions and through morals, values, and integrity that we were taught, you know, from the early, you know, 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It seems the schools have lost a lot of that, and they took God out of the schools. They took the Constitution out of the schools. I guess that's what I'm really getting at, and that's my point. I think we need to have the Constitution in the schools, not this programming that they're doing right at the at now. They're bringing in this, I can't think of the word of it, darn it. Anyway.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you for your program.
All right, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. It's Vents Day. We're talking about PG-13 movie violence and what you're thankful for this year.
Okay, I was going to tackle the violence.
Feel free.
Rating thing. And I don't think that rating the violence on a television or games or anything has to do with the amount of violence that we have in our society here in America. I actually think that the reason we have so much violence in America is because of PTSD.
PTSD from what? Post-traumatic stress disorder from what?
From the fact that we're a warrior country, and we have done nothing in our country but fight one war after another, and every family is subjected to probably a father or a son or a father and a son or a father and two sons and uncles, and that all suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. And this goes back to at least the Civil War. And it has such a profound effect on our psyche that we are just unable to stop ourselves from doing violent acts, whether it might be wife beating, child molestation, you name it, you know.
All right, but shouldn't it be less by this point in history, Dennis, because of the fact that since the all-volunteer military in the mid-70s, we've essentially got a very small percentage of American households with military members?
Yeah, but you got to remember, it may become less as the my generation passes on.
These are the people who served in Vietnam, right. Mm-hmm.
But my father was in the Second World War. His father was in the First World War. His father was in the...
probably the Spanish-American War?
War between the states.
Uh-huh.
Every person in my family has fought in a war in America since the French-Indian War.
Wow. That's an unbroken chain.
I know that it's had a profound effect on my family.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my family has suffered generationally and right my own personal family because of the result of that. And until we, as a country, come to grips with what we've done to ourselves, I don't think any rating system's going to make us better.
All right. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Our topics on this Vents Day are PG-13 movies and whether the violence in them is a real problem, whether they should be rated R, for example, whether it really is no difference at all, as Dennis was just suggesting. Our other topic is what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's James in Arcata. Thanks for joining us on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. James, that's you. James in Arcata? Going once, going twice. Let's go to Nicole in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello, Jeffrey. Hi. I just wanted to say that I am very thankful for this incredible miracle that we call life, and also the immense diversity of this planet, which we all tend to take for granted, myself included. So thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving to everyone.
And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. There is wonderful diversity there. It's a great thing to think about. And I'll tell you something. I've been blown away this autumn by the beauty of the planet on which we live. And it's interesting, though, because the autumn wouldn't have been as pretty if the rain cycles had been as good as they're supposed to be. But the fact is that since we're in semi-drought-like conditions in much of the region, it made the leaves stay on the trees longer, made the nights a little crisper, that sort of thing. So you have to be able to take the good with the bad all the time, don't you? Let's take another call from Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, first of all, I am really thankful for Jefferson Exchange because it's the only program on radio in our area that allows people to call in and speak straight, which is direct democracy, and we don't have a whole lot of that left, and I really, really appreciate you guys.
Well, thanks.
And I appreciate my health. I think we always forget that until we don't feel well. But, you know, if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything because you got to have that to work out in the world. And I appreciate this earth. and I'm very sad because I don't think the world as we know it's going to be around much longer. And I appreciate the friends that I have that are working to help save this earth because so many people aren't. And I'm very thankful for Margaret Mead, who said, "Never doubt that a small group of committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only way it ever has." And thank God there's a small committed group out there working. And as far as violence on and the PG-13, I don't think the PG-13 means ditty because kids watch all ratings of shows because they get them on Netflix and the parents are sitting there and the kids are watching. And I think a lot of young children are watching R-rated movies. And what disturbs me most is on television, and I watched a lot of television recently because I had an elder care job with a 99-year-old lady, and she watched these crime shows, and I tell you, 9 times out of 10, they were raping and murdering young, sexy women. So they actually, I think it glorified raping and killing women, and it made it sexy. And you look at the kid, the Sandy Hook kid, and they said he was playing the violent games, and he was reading all about, I forgot, Columbine. I think he glorified that. So I definitely think, as a preschool teacher, when the Ninja Turtles came in, I saw directly how these little boys would come out fighting after watching one of their little Ninja Turtle things.
Right, so
I think it definitely has an effect, and I don't know how we're gonna do because it's so prevalent in all media.
All right.
But I think there's a definite connection. And right. Thanks again for you guys.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, Pam. Always good to hear from you, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Topics on this, Vince, there is what you're thankful for and PG-13 movie violence. Pam gave the broader context that I think was also suggested earlier by a couple of other callers that, okay, so PG-13 movies may be full of violence, but you can see a lot of things other places. And I wrote down three initials on my document here, NBC. Three shows we've been watching on a fairly regular basis, Revolution, Grimm and the new Dracula, they are all just soaked in blood. And these are things that kids can watch in prime time on broadcast, over-the-air television, don't need cable, don't need satellite. They're fine for me. I'm far beyond the point where I can be easily impressed, I guess, by stuff like that. But it even makes me wince sometimes. So you don't have to go to a movie theater and spend the $8 or $9 for a ticket in a PG-13 movie to see violence. You can see it all the time in lots of different formats. So that's another thing to take into consideration. What do you think? PG-13 movie violence, what are you thankful for? A few moments left here on Vince Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Mark in Arcata. Welcome to Vince Day.
Yes, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I am a Gentile, but I'm very grateful for the Jewish people. For one reason, because I do think they are the chosen people of God and not just an accident of history, but that they're very special and they've brought great things to humanity. And to translate this to the PG issue, there's a very powerful Jewish influence in Hollywood, in the film industry. And unfortunately, though, I don't think that they're reflecting the values passed down to them by the history of Judaism in the world. And I wish they would go back more to the values of Judaism. And this is a reflection of moral standards, that is the PG-13 rating. But I think too often we're equating morality to religion, when in fact, you know, while I extol the virtues of Judeo-Christian values, I also think that morality is an issue separate from religion, because if you think about science is based on empirical observation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think morals and ethics, in a larger sense, is really based on empiricism.
But you can be moral without being religious. You can't have morality without religion.
You know, throughout history, human beings have observed the behaviors of humans that have created the highest quality of life for individuals and communities, and that's resulted in kind of a moral view of the world. And we need to, I think, when talking about morality in films, realize that it's more about just what's best for society. It doesn't have to be backed by some religious view. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Mark, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving. Sandy and Mount Shasta, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. What are you thankful for? Or what do you think about PG-13 movies or both?
Well, I'm certainly thankful for JPR and that I live in a community of people who are really thoughtful, and I'm so impressed with the. There's a lot of people who call in regularly, and they usually have something really thought-provoking to say. Usually I agree with them. I've agreed with the gentleman who was talking about PTSD. I totally agree with that. I think that, you know, consider that PTSD was only identified in 1980. But if you go back to the Peloponnesian War, his stories about the Peloponnesian War, you can clearly see in the descriptions of the people in that war that people were suffering from PTSD thousands of years ago.
Wow.
So there has been this cumulative effect. There's a great book called, I think it's called Hope for Humanity or something like that, where the guy makes that very case that if we're going to progress as a species, we have to stop traumatizing ourselves because we're only barely learning how to deal with the effects of that trauma. And, you know, it's the road to healing. Yeah, it is Hope for Humanity, just thought of myself. It's takes a lot of time. It's very intensive to get people to the point where they can function normally. And I really think we should see PTSD as kind of like, the way they no longer see the fetal alcohol syndrome, they call it fetal alcohol spectrum syndrome, because it has
different shades of gray.
If we saw how much we're suffering from the effects of trauma, I think we'd be horrified. And we keep perpetuating ourselves with all these depictions of violence. And one of the reasons they use so much violence is it sells.
Right.
American movie makers discovered a few decades ago that they didn't used to worry much about foreign sales of American movies. When TV and everything started cutting into their profits, they started thinking, well, we got to find a way to market this all around the world. They found that the one universal thing, you know, you could tell a story is violence. You could tell a compelling story that would appeal to American culture, but it wouldn't mean anything to some other cultures around the world. But the one thing that crosses all cultural boundaries is depictions of violence.
Wow. All right.
There's a wonderful book by a woman named Helena Norberg Hodge called Learning from Ladakh, where she spent years studying a very peaceful Buddhist culture that, when it became opened up to the wider world, the weak link in all the all cultures is adolescent males.
All right, thanks.
They're the ones who pick it up.
Sandy, got to go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Grumpy. Whoops, I just lost Grumpy John and Grants Pass. Guess he's not going to stick around. Well, sorry we didn't get to you, Grumpy John, but let me give our thanks to all the people who listen to the Jefferson Exchange on a regular basis and all the people who call in. And, of course, major thanks to Charlotte Duran, the producer of the program, and Reed Newland, our student assistant, who make my job very easy every single day. Thankful for you. Thankful for everybody who listens, everybody who takes part, and all the people who we hope will do so in the future. This has been Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Happy Thanksgiving.